When he was about 5 years shy of qualifying for Medicare, Evan Katz decided he'd like to play professional baseball. He'd gotten a late start on the dream. He didn't play as a kid.
No, I didn't play. The family legend, which I think is true, is that Hebrew school conflicted with Little League practice.
Scheduling wasn't the only thing that kept Evan off the diamond.
When I was going to elementary school, I was younger than all my peers, so...
You were the little kid.
Yep, the slowest kid, the littlest kid. Never liked playing tag on the playground.
But though he didn't play the game, Evan Katz loved watching baseball, and when he was 45 years old, having helped two of his kids navigate Little League, Evan found the opportunity to give it a try. A friend who was playing in an over-30 baseball league with an anybody-can-play policy invited him to join the team. And he learned something right away.
It's a lot harder than it looks on TV.
But Katz was not discouraged, even when they told him what position he'd be playing.
It was right field.
Where, as everybody knows, you always put the kid you want to hide.
And as time went on, I moved to left. And after a couple of years, I decided I wanted to try to pitch. I wasn't good enough to play the real skill positions in the infield, and I wasn't quick enough. So I figured if I could pitch, I might also extend my career.
That was in 2005. Katz was nearly 50, and the plan to extend his career got off to a rough start.
My mechanics as a pitcher weren't that good.
That's astonishing to me, given that you didn't start playing till you were 45.
And I decided I need to do something a little bit different to just make it harder for the hitters. And what I decided to do was teach myself how to pitch sidearm.
Katz found a website called Sidearm Nation. Eventually, that would prove to be important to his baseball career, but at first it was just a source of information. And the information, combined with a lot of lonely days throwing baseballs to a backstop, built Evan Katz into a pitcher of some renown, at least in the over 30 league and at the adult baseball camps he attended each winter in Florida, where they grow such things as grapefruit, oranges, and delusions.
And it was about a year and a half ago at the baseball camp in Florida, we had a bunch of rainouts. And I was driving around one day and I said, boy, what if I could find some minor league team that would let me play professional baseball for a day, just so I could say I played professional baseball. And then that's where the germ of the idea formed.
Evan Katz knew he wasn't going to make the roster of a minor league outfit affiliated with a major league team. Even at the rookie league level, that's serious business. So he started contacting teams in the independent leagues, the teams stocked with college kids who hadn't ditched their baseball dreams when they hadn't been drafted. The initial results weren't promising.
Evan, it's a really interesting idea, but if we're going to do a promotion like that, you need to get more people to come to the game. How are we going to get some gate?
Another team told Evan,
we did have a banker pitch for us once, and he paid $20,000 and we let him pitch the first inning. But that was beyond my budget.
So enter, or rather re-enter, that website, Sidearm Nation. Evan contacted the website's founder, Jeff Freeborn. He suggested Evan focus on the Empire League in New York State, or maybe, if he didn't mind traveling, the Pecos League, which has teams in California and New Mexico, among other places.
And amazingly enough, when I called the commissioner of the Pecos League, Andrew Dunn, I ran my idea by him. We talked for a little while, and he said, you really want to play? I said, yeah, I do. He said, okay, we'll start working on it.
While Commissioner Dunn was working on it, Evan Katz was working at his day job as a budget guy with a public school system in Swampscott, Massachusetts. And a Pecos League team called the White Sands Pupfish was working on a wretched season in Alamogordo, New Mexico, during which they would never win consecutive games and finish dead last.
Well, I was in the superintendent's office going over the budget. And sure enough, my phone rings. I say, excuse me, to my boss, pull out the phone, and it says, Pecos League, Chris Stout. And that was him calling me to tell me I was going to be joining the team. And I was just like on TV, I was as excited as any of those draftees and pro players that get signed.
The signing is not perhaps quite as weird as it might seem. The Pupfish were about 1,000 games out of first place. In the low minors, players come and go all the time as young men and very young men discover that they aren't quite as good at baseball as they thought they were. What difference would the very temporary addition of one more player make? But how would the rest of the pupfish take the news?
When we were in Alpine, Texas in a series, we get a call from our manager, and he was telling us that we were most likely going to have a guy come down.
That's Brandon Torres, a 23-year-old New Jersey guy who hit over 300 for the pupfish this summer.
And then our manager goes, yeah, he's, by the way, he's also like, you know, 60-something or something. Like, oh, man.
The risk was that these young guys, each of them hoping to play so well at the lowest level that he'll be noticed by somebody at a higher level and then at a level a little higher than that, would feel as if the organization was being treated like a joke, right? But that's not how Brandon Torres responded to the arrival of Evan Katz on July 28th.
You know, I just talked to him. He told me what he's trying to do, and this was his dream, and I respected it a lot. You know, and really just try to do everything possible to make him have fun those couple days and just enjoy the game of professional baseball.
It might be an exaggeration to say Evan Katz impressed his young teammates with his skills, but he's a guy who's in shape. He didn't embarrass himself when he pulled on a uniform.
He looked like an athlete.
That's 28-year-old pupfish manager Chris Stout. Coming from him, looked like an athlete meant something. Before his first game as a pupfish began, Evan, who'd been told he'd be a late-inning replacement in the field, asked Stout if he could warm up in the bullpen just to see what it was like. He must have looked okay. Stout changed the plan. Katz would pitch to the first batter in the seventh inning.
I felt great. Top of the seventh came, and I went out to the mound.
As Evan prepared to face his first batter in the sparsely populated bleacher, his sister Emily began streaming his pro debut live on Facebook.
The first pitch. That pitch was crushed. It was a fastball right over the middle of the plate. He crushed it down the right field line.
Foul ball here. No worries.
And this hitter was used to seeing guys throw in the 80s and low 90s, and he was getting my 60-mile-an-hour fastball. So he pulled it foul, and I said, great, there's a strike. That was fine with me. I got the ball over.
Next, Katz wasted a couple of pitches he didn't mean to waste.
Come on, Ev!
I went 3-1. Yeah, I think I threw him something high, and he swung and missed. 3-2.
Come on, Ev, you got it!
He had the guy two strikes, and everybody was hoping that he struck the guy out, you know, including me. You know, I was like, oh, man, I hope he strikes this guy out.
Brandon Torres' teammates in the dugout were so excited that they'd conspired to run out onto the field if Evan got that K. Cool, right? Okay, the tension rises. Then what?
Ball four.
And the manager came running out to the mound and said, okay, Evan, forget it. You've had your experience. This is over.
Well, actually, I got a mulligan.
Katz faced a second batter, probably at least in part because the players, Brandon Torres among them, were urging the manager to leave him in. But Katz plunked the second batter he faced with his first delivery. His pitching line would read, one walk, one hit batter.
I went home that night and was discouraged, but it wasn't until the next morning that I realized the team was really behind me and they were supporting me. And this was something a little bigger than pitching and striking guys out.
On July 29th, in the final game of the season, pupfish manager Chris Stout found another spot for his rookie. Evan Katz was sort of back where he started.
We put him in the outfield, and, you know, it's one of those things that we always say, you know, as soon as you put somebody new on the field, the ball always seems to find you. And it definitely found him, and the ball was hit pretty good.
Uh-oh. Right, he's getting it, he's feeling it, he had no chance for it. He's getting the cutoff. There's no Mookie Betts out there.
So, big deal, right? The old guy chased a ball that was hit over his head, picked it up, and hit the cutoff man, who'd come about 50 yards out of the infield to take the throw. You could have done that, right? But what about when it came around to your turn to hit against somebody who could bring it at 90-plus miles an hour? Chris Stout saw Evan's only at-bat as the rookie's opportunity to earn some respect.
You know, anybody that can stand in on 90 is all right with me, because that's 90's pretty quick.
Good eye, Ev! All right, Evan, all right?
There you go, Katz. Come on, Evan.
Pitch number one was a ball. It's high. And the second pitch was a strike.
Taken or?
Taken. I got ahead 3-1. Hitters count. And I had a very difficult decision to make. Which has more of a chance of happening? Him throwing two balls or me hitting one of his pitches? And I ended up leaning towards, I'm going to go for the walk. Because there was no way that I was going to hit this guy's fastball. He's got strike two. And the third pitch was really good. It was in the upper 80s on the outside corner. And called out.
You like to think that in Evan's cleats, you'd have gone down swinging, right? I mean, you get the chance, take your cuts. I like to think I'd have done that. But Chris Stout defends his hitter.
He had a strategy, and, you know, that's what he tried to accomplish. You know, I tell the guys all the time, you know, go up there and have a plan. And if that's his plan, then I'm glad he had a plan, because that means somebody out of the team listened to me that day. So that's good.
After the game, Evan thanked his teammates for their support.
What I said to the team was that I thought, and this is about getting at bats and getting a hit and pitching and getting the stats, but the experience was much more than that. It was sharing our passion of baseball and supporting each other and how they supported me and how that was something that I didn't expect.
In that locker room, after the last game of the season, there may have been some pupfish who were still puzzled about why this 61-year-old school administrator had shown up to play and why now he was shaking their hands and thanking them. But Brandon Torres understood.
For somebody to live their dream to play professional baseball, you know, everybody in that clubhouse and on that team also has the same dream. Why not share it with somebody, you know, who definitely really wanted to do it and experience it, try to live it? You know, now he can say, hey, I play professional baseball. Not a lot of people can really say that.
Nope, not a lot of people can. But Evan Katz can, and at the end of the 2017 Pecos League season, he had the White Sands Pupfish box score to prove it. This week, I'd like to thank Shanster1966 for leaving the following review on iTunes. Every podcast I listen to introduces an excellent news story to research, writer to follow, or website to check out. They're not just rehashing the same stories you hear all week. You hear in-depth coverage of things you might not have heard much about. Do me a favor, please. Consider visiting iTunes and leaving your own review. They brighten our days, and they help other listeners to find our show.